Raise your hand if you want your nails to look perfect all the time. Me too. I'm Sarah Gibson Tuttle from Olive & June, and this is exactly why we created the Manny system. We wanted to make it possible for everyone everywhere to give themselves a beautiful manicure at home. With our tools and our long-lasting polish, each manicure with our Manny system comes out to just $2. That's right, $2. No more $30, $40, $50 manis that you get at a salon and they take hours. Now you can paint your nails on your time and love them more than ever. And by the way, when people ask, who did your nails? Where did you get them done? You're going to proudly say, I did them myself. Get 20% off your first Manny system with code DIYNAIL20 at oliveandjune.com/DIYNAIL20. That's code DIYNAIL20 for 20% off at oliveandjune.com/DIYNAIL20.
New Year, same extra value meals at McDonald's. Now get a savory sausage McMuffin with egg, plus hash browns, and a small coffee for just $5.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.
Lorenzo joins us. Hello, Lorenzo.
How's it going?
It's good. How are you?
Oh, pretty good.
What's on your mind?
Oh, just wondering about your live shows. Has anybody ever proposed at one of your live shows?
Yes. A couple of different times.
Yeah, we've had that happen a few times.
Okay.
We had one that was clearly impromptu in Green Bay one time where I was at the urinal the first time we went to Green Bay, and a man a couple urinals down went, Premier, can I propose? And I said, is that something you really want to do right now?
To
and
me? He said, here?
Yes, I want to do it. And then he proposed to his girlfriend. And it was strange. And I don't have any idea if that one worked out. We've had a couple that have taken place on the air.
Wasn't there one in Kokomo last year?
That was like a nothing one.
That was weird. They just wanted attention. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was really weird.
We have had one proposal that I remember. Well, I know one for sure. There may have been others, but one went very well at our Live at Night show 2 years ago in Grand Rapids. That went very well.
It was very fun.
You ask, Lorenzo?
Well, ours is a little different. We've already been married. We've been married 17 years, together 19, 9 kids later, 5 grandkids now.
Whoa. Oh my gosh.
One on the way.
So you're leaving her and marrying somebody else?
Wait, 9 kids, all from the two of you, or were they steps and combines, which is just the same?
Steps and combines, but you're like together. They're pretty much mine.
I got you. Dang.
But we want to renew our vows or whatever, and I was trying to figure out a way to surprise her. She like complained because I never asked her to marry me. We just decided to get married. We already had one kid of mine. My first daughter was born on my birthday, so we were just like, okay, let's just get married. She's like, okay, yeah, cool. And she's like, keeps bringing it up, like, why didn't you ever propose? I'm like, okay, well, let's been thinking of how I can propose to her in a way publicly where, you know.
She wants
interesting for her.
She wants some showbiz.
Yeah, pretty much.
Have you thought of doing it during a hockey game before they drop the puck?
Ooh, good idea.
Ooh.
I've seen that zero times.
Oh, on the kiss cam.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Nice. Some sort of a jumbotron.
Get her a ride on the Zamboni.
Yes.
Yeah, and then give her a ride on your baloney.
Boom. Zamboni baloney.
Yeah.
Make a 10th kid.
It would be more meaningful if you involved the kids and did something privately.
I think so.
I don't know why, but my gut's telling me, like, as much fun as the live shows are, you should definitely come. Y'all would have a blast. It would probably be another one of those things where she would say, I liked it, but I still want something that feels more personal.
I think that's a really good point.
I don't know. I still feel like there needs to be a mascot involved somehow.
You
could invite one over, like wherever you do this. Yeah, have a mascot.
Right. Somehow get one of us on stage for one of your little questionnaires or whatever, and like at the end, like just turn and I'll ask her.
Does she like our show?
No, she doesn't. I'm trying to convince her to go to
this
the show.
This is a bad idea.
Yeah, I really like the way you completely ignored what Kelly said.
Kelly's good idea and said, no, I've already committed to this terrible idea.
Yeah, to a show that she doesn't listen to, so it's very me-centric. I'm sure she will love that the proposal is centered around things that you like.
Yeah,
Lorenzo, please don't do it. Please don't. Come to the show, but please don't do it at the show. Please make it more meaningful.
Kelly's
please.
Right. Involving the kids and having them be excited.
Yes.
Or the grandkids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, do you like them all?
Yeah. Yeah, don't invite the ones most you don't like.
Yeah.
Okay. Most of them.
Yeah.
Most of the older kids are already moved out. They're all on their own. Our oldest is 27 and our youngest is 9. So.
Dang. That's pretty good. Well, good luck. I don't think proposing at our show is the right choice for you.
No. You sound like you got your act two together for that.
And yeah. She's not a fan. You know, she's not. If she were a super fan too, then I would say, awesome. Yeah, both of y'all come. That could be fun. But if she's not a fan, then this just kind of goes around things that you like.
Yeah. Lorenzo, thank you. Yeah. If you get dragged to something, even if you may end up enjoying it, you're like, oh, this was a lot better than I thought, which I'm sure is a reaction when she saw our live show.
Definitely.
It's still like if you're going into something not excited, like, well, I'll bide my time and maybe we can grab a drink after, we'll have some fun.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the right mindset.
No, if she's the one that wants to be proposed to and keeps bringing it up, don't do it for you. Do it for her.
Yeah.
In a way that suits her.
Yeah.
A lot of people agreeing with Kelly. What he's doing is a selfish way to do it. She wants something that is about her.
Yeah.
And maybe he thinks, you know, like it doesn't come off selfish to him because he's like, it would be fun. People would cheer us on and
this
big
public
grand gesture. Right. Maybe that'd be cool if it were her favorite show or her favorite artist or her show that she wanted you to go to. Mm-hmm. And she felt like she had to drag you there. But low key, you were planning stuff, you know, to make it really special for her. But yeah, don't do that. Don't do that.
I'm flattered that you'd think of us.
Yeah.
But do something different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Be creative with proposals. Either side is going to appreciate it.
That's definitely true.
But Jumbotron. Yeah.
Never hesitate when a Jumbotron is involved.
Really?
Yeah.
Never,
yeah.
Ever?
Never.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
What could go wrong?
They're just so big.
It's just
so much love.
Yeah, it's just so much television.
Now, we've said many times we like to answer the advice people ask of us, but we also like to answer the advice people ask of other people.
Yeah.
Like Allison Green writes a letter about HR, human resources, and people write their human resources questions to her. And this person writes, I find myself in a bit of a pickle.
No.
Okay. All right. That's a heck of a place to be.
And I'm a nervous wreck. I have been a manager for 2 years, and it has not been easy. The manager before me was stepping down and badmouthed me during a staff meeting she held with the employees prior to my arrival.
Oh, that's really nice. You're leaving, but you want to S-talk, okay?
It ended up being hell when I arrived. One particular employee undermines everything I say and new rules that I put into place. She's passive-aggressive, and nothing is ever her fault. I've been fed up with it, and I asked my sister, who is a minister, to put a request on her prayer list. The request was to remove this employee and any other problem employees from the facility and to make the facility peaceful.
Wait, so you're asking God to do your managerial work? That's not his job or her job or whatever. It's your job. You got hired to be the manager. God didn't get hired.
And you're not even asking God yourself. You're asking someone else to ask for you.
My God, grow a pair.
This is an interesting approach.
Well, I accidentally sent the text to an employee with a similar sounding name, and she showed it to that employee.
Yeah, you deserved it.
Now the employee knows I'm asking someone to pray that they get left out of our work. Yeah. What should I do? You should leave. You're a problem.
Yeah, the previous manager was right to S-talk you as being probably a bad manager. Manage. I mean, when they bring in a new head coach for a sports team and they've got players they don't like, what do? They get rid of them.
No, they
or
go
they
home.
Bring in their own staff or whatever. They don't go to some minister somewhere and go, hey, could you light a candle and ask God to make my other the people around me do better?
Ask God to break their ankles.
Yeah. Yeah. Ask God to give them shin splints. No. Manage. Tell them to do the job the way you want them to do them, or get rid of them and find somebody who will. You're the manager.
I don't know. I think they had a good idea, though.
God, you can't even send an email right. You shouldn't be in charge.
All right, last one here. From the 256. During a 6-year relationship that ended 6 years ago, I got a lot of face parties while driving. A lot.
All right.
Now, it's even though it's been 3 years since we broke up and 3 years since I've had one, I seem to be Pavloved a bit because every time I get into the vehicle to drive, there seems to be some
excitement.
Excitement.
Yeah.
And a soldier standing at attention.
Okay.
It's okay. Uncomfortable and happens every time, no matter who is with me. Any ideas on how to correct it?
God, get a different car.
Only have people in your car who will do that for you.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ask them beforehand. Mm-hmm. Hey, I have this thing.
Yeah, you really let this weird, get into your head.
Get you on the end of it. Just flick it.
Put a picture of your grandma in there. So when you look at it,
yeah,
then it feels wow.
Right.
Yeah. Or no, just before you leave the house, you just take care of it.
Yeah. Actually, that's a great idea. Pretend like you're leaving. Get in the car. Have that soldier at attention and then relieve yourself.
Yeah.
And then get back in the car and go.
Or do it in the car, like in your driveway or the garage. Just speckle the interior a little bit.
Yeah.
And then you'll have reminders. Maybe you'll start to self-loathe a little. Yeah. And then you won't get erections anymore.
Tie-dye is like super in right now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner. So you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work. With over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you. And most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, all over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner. So you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work. With over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you. And most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.